sir.
Aye.
All set, are you ready?
Right, where do you think the, there?
Well, we have the waste price thing, we're just ready to have George do a pre-briefing of wires and that works.
He's got this down on that.
Right, I wanted to just remind him.
You know, that, just leave that in, and just have that message across, that this, you had a fine year, tomorrow, we had a very good year, very good year, the major thing is the Congress over spending, which breaks all the tax increases. He's gonna mention the second thing, of course, the price.
It's a good program, I think.
Okay, I like it better than anything.
Well, on the whole situation of Vietnam, no comment.
No, I have a question.
There's really no other.
There's nothing really to say, you know, just let them all wankle around.
Right.
If they had any brains, they figured it's something like that.
No, right, or that's fine, to say nothing.
You know what I mean? The finally got Henry Foster in the way that he was saying anything.
Right.
They're not leaking out of there, thank God.
Good.
And we're not telling, they wouldn't leak out here, because I'm not telling anybody.
Good, that's perfect.
Absolutely, no, Roger doesn't have any idea, really. Carroll County, I don't have any people that have access to reports, that's way too many. Because we can't hear any more leaks.
Well, Vietnam is covered.
A lot of it.
Waste price.
Watergate.
Well, they're not even asking about that.
Well, you can't, there you have a perfect answer, look, I will not comment on cases. Currently for the courts, and it's gonna be before the courts, there's a lot of, one or two of them, I mean, I would trial, long sport trial, you should comment on water. Any aspect of it.
No need for us to do it either.
Okay, for the courts.
It's not our problem to lay here, at the White House. As a matter of fact, we haven't even been asked about it.
But not leading ill, you know, I've actually both times, the Post made a big story about it. What the hell is it? Everybody knows they're guilty. Huh?
Sure, that's right.
You think you've got a question on the Kalmbach and the milk fund, there's also more milk.
Doubtful that there are issues, I don't think so, but.
I would just simply say, I don't know, I think I can't make a contribution.
It's a non-story because they didn't contribute.
Huh?
It's a non-story because the story's based upon the fact that he asked them to contribute.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't.
Well, I just simply say, well, it's a non-story, that's what I asked them, they didn't contribute. If he did, he says, it's a non-story because he did not make a contribution. Well, did he? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to come back.
Kalmbach was raising money from a lot of people. The only other thing I would say is on that score, the, $250,000 check he got from the teachers right after he made a speech coming out for teacher strikes. Remember that? Now that is a payoff. Directly to the candidate, campaign, gave him the money in return for a position.
It's not worth getting into though.
No, people know that people that, after all, labor unions, so forth, support the government campaign because he supported their view. Business groups supported our campaign because they believed in our views. That's the way it goes. How did it finally, the, only for the purpose of determining that, whether or how useful the technique is, how finally did the birthday story play?
Play great.
They got a good,
national play great. Very well. Matter of, and this is not a bellwether, but the New York Times had it on the front page 2 days because they ran the wire story the first day, and then Herbers did a piece on you the next day, and they picked up, he picked up portions of the interview. U.S. News, for example, is going to run it in its entirety. I instantly have the notes. And Fran Lewin took very good notes, and I'm getting Helen too for your files.
Sure. They were pleased.
Oh, yeah. It played great. Saul Pett's article is now being distributed and will run next week. You know, some papers, maybe this Sunday is the pre-inauguration story, so.
Well, that's
But the interview with the Wires got excellent newspaper play, got good radio play, and TV play.
It's remained on TV.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. They say on TV.
Well, they used the thing, and the main thing the president said.
Board
of the presidency. You don't face that problem, as you said, and the people should keep their, you know, active and their spirit alive and their mind active. That quote.
Look forward, not back. Well, quite a great thing to raise is that if it worked on this occasion, there's a chance.
Sure, that's right.
It's a very easy way to, you know, to get something out and to get credit for having done, which we need from time to time. So, I mean, it is true the press must not feel it. They have shown that they have to feel it. Somebody sees it, and if one of their colleagues sees it, I think that helps them. Don't you think so?
Sure.
Even if they, and the others are seeing this, and one of their colleagues comes in and gets a story, and they go, damn well.
Sometime now, after the inauguration, as we move it to February, we'll come back at some occasion, which we'll see at the time it comes up. We'll come back with the EPI thing to balance out.
Well, sure, sure. They should be told they can have something. The EPI is to get something to balance that. They've got to figure out what it should be. Why don't they do this? Why don't they have the birthday on the 17th, the president talks about the role of women play in the lives of public figures and other women who's gone around the world. Yep. Great women, leaders in the world, paying respects to those in my area.
Right.
But that might be an idea for them to think of.
Right.
An idea.
Very good. I'm having my lunch today, excuse me.
Give me a report as soon as you finish off the evening.
Right, I will.
Come on, we'll be through about 3 o'clock.
No, we're starting at 1. The census is
that's the popular place, man. What time do you go? I'm just curious how it'll work.
I
go about 12:30.
About 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
And I'm usually out by 2.
How can you do it in an office?
Well, you can go in and sit around and eat and have a nice meal. Yeah, I'm out by 2:15. Now, today I may go a little longer, may go to 2:30.
I take plenty of time. You've got a lot of things to talk. And I get very candid about the message. More in sorrow than in anger.
Right. I've blocked down all the notes.
Yeah,
I've
blocked down. Good.
Okay,
we're fine. Yeah, I'm agreed with you. Oh, Ron, yes, sir. I told Baldwin to have his fan with that Martin Crowe film.
That's great.
Did you see it?
Well, I didn't see it. I'm going to see it today, but I had my secretary, you know, get go over and get a rundown on it.
Did she see it?
Yeah, she thought it was fantastic.
I thought you should see it. I think if you like, you could have a few members of the press see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just one of those things. We cannot use it commercially, but I would want to. But I think it's the funniest about it. And I would see three other members of the press, and some of them couldn't see it.
But I'm going to take a look at it when I get a chance today.
There's nothing at
the time. She said, you know, she said in the room that the people who saw it were just rolling the hell out.
Kicking the football shot.
That's right.
See if you can do it tonight. You can just take the say to the president, you might tell the press people one day that the president thought this is such a fun film, and because of the football, the Super Bowl coming up, that they might like to see it.
Okay.
They're there, private, viewing, and flinching.
Okay, good.